The Pacific Salmon Foundation, PSF, has awarded $97,500 to indigenous, community-led efforts to protect and restore salmon in Haida Gwaii. The nonprofit Environmental Foundation distributed its record-breaking $1.8 million community salmon program this year, supporting grassroots restoration, stewardship, and education projects across BC and the Yukon. On June 10, PSF granted $50,000 to the Haida Fisheries Program on Moresby Island and $47,500 to the Tilil Watershed Society. The state of salmon calls on our collective support. We're seeing record demand and increasingly ambitious, large-scale, and collaborative projects through the Pacific Salmon Foundation's Community Salmon Program, said Michael Manier, PSF President and CEO. Chloe Fraser, PSF's Communications Coordinator, said the Haida Fisheries Program will benefit from the grant by installing a solar-powered, waterproof camera system into the Copper River aluminum weir to improve fish counting efforts. The program is a department within the Council of the Haida Nation developed in 2023. The project will occur on Moresby Island in Copper River, which flows into Copper Bay south of Sandspit. Fraser noted the existing Copper River weir infrastructure has been in operation since 1992 and will now be fitted with a new camera system mounted on removable panels. The camera footage will be analyzed by an AI tool that leverages computer vision models to count coho and pink salmon returns automatically. This will address the critical challenge of monitoring wild salmon and collecting real-time, in-season data to inform fisheries and conservation management. Notably, this will allow for the first-ever coho escapement estimate on the river, said Fraser. This is the count of adult coho salmon that survive the journey to sea and return to the river to spawn, which is an essential indicator for measuring the health of a salmon population. The Haida Fisheries Program is leading this work in collaboration with scientists at the Wild Salmon Center, the Pacific Salmon Foundation, and several local partners. On the other hand, the Tilil Watershed Society will use its funds to upgrade its fish fence. Since 1999, the fence wall has been monitoring annual returns of coho and pink salmon in the salmon-bearing Tilil River. In addition to reducing stream impacts and improving crew safety, the upgrade will help extend the monitoring season during low-flow years. We now have one of the longest-running contemporary fish fence datasets in northern BC, especially for wild stocks. Longer data records are more valuable. Two data points don't tell you much. But 25? That tells you quite a bit more, said marine biologist and Tilil Watershed Society director Leandre Vigneault. Fraser emphasized that long-term datasets like this are increasingly valuable for effective conservation with climate change driving greater variability to river flows, water temperatures, and ocean conditions. Both Haida Fisheries and the Tilil Watershed Society expect to complete their initiatives by late fall 2025. The final stage will involve wrapping up monitoring and taking down parts of the camera system from the river at the end of the salmon spawning season. The Community Salmon Program receives generous support from individuals, corporations, and foundations. Key contributors include Alta Gas, Enbridge, Methanex, Mosaic Forest Management, C-SPAN, Swiss Water Decaffeinated Coffee, Trans Mountain, and the Woolridge Foundation.